Yesterday, a broad New York City coalition showed support for Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase. They call for an investigation into how much money the city has lost due to alleged fraudulent practices by Chase and other financial institutions. WBAI's Linda Perry was at the rally and files this report.
Chase has us under attack. What do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Amelia Adams is with New York Communities for Change. Along with policy analysts, community groups, local labor, and city council members, she praises New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman for the civil lawsuit he filed this week against J.P. Morgan Chase. It alleges mortgage-backed securities fraud.
And while they were lying to their investors, they were also pretty much screwing municipalities like New York City out of money with the refusal to write down principal. We have vacant homes owned by Chase that are just sitting in parts of the city. We have the MTA that's paying millions of dollars because they got into credit default swaps with Chase, and now everyday people are bearing that brunt by the increase of a fare because the MTA is paying millions of dollars to Chase.
The lawsuit filed by Schneiderman under the Martin Act alleges J.P. Morgan Chase and two of its subsidiaries, Bear Stearns and EMC Mortgage Corporation, deceived investors prior to Bear Stearns' collapse in early 2008. They incurred losses totaling approximately $22.5 billion.
The complaint goes to the heart of the misconduct that created the housing bubble and caused the crash of 2008.
The lawsuit alleges a broad pattern of fraud and misrepresentation during the years 2005 through 2007, but Schneiderman says the statute of limitations may not be an issue.
Their conduct, as alleged in the complaint, was essentially a scheme to fraudulently conceal from the investors the gross defects and dysfunctionality in their due diligence and quality control systems, and courts in those circumstances have extended the statute.
Christy Barnes is with Align, the Alliance for a Greater New York.
We hope to see finally some action to put those responsible for the economic crisis in the hot seat and actually punished for what they've done to drain the wealth out of our communities.
Meanwhile, the effect of the housing collapse on homeowners can be seen in communities across New York. William Seabury is a Vietnam vet and a retired New York City police officer. He says his community in Jamaica, Queens is ruined.
Well, I've seen a lot of dumping, legal dumping on those properties. I've seen rodents and raccoons and stuff taking over. I've seen squatters come in there and dealing drugs out of those locations. I've seen people ripping out plumbing in those locations and what have you. I've seen the properties not maintained, the grass is overgrown, leaves, and I mean, it created a lot of problems in our community, and that caused the other people in the community to lose property value, because once that start happening, you know, you lose your property value.
But besides property value, it's also taking a toll emotionally and in terms of the community spirit.
The community spirit and not only that, the stress of if you walk down that block, is somebody going to come out and attack you? What's going on in that property? Or they, you know, it just leads to crime. And it's not fair to the people in these communities.
And what about the children going to school?
It's dangerous. It's dangerous because you got drug elements out there, you have criminal element out there, and sexual assault.
Councilmember Jemani Williams says in this day of stop, question, and frisk detaining people at the bottom, what about people at the top?
We put all the focus on the bottom, and we never go to the top. And it's about time, J.P. Morgan and Chase, you have money. You've been bailed out. What are you waiting for? This is about greed, greed, and more greed at the expense of the masses of people who have already been suffering. They held out this gold dust and said, come and get it, and we'll do whatever we can to change your mortgage so you can have this home that we all say is the American dream. And now you got it, you got that money, you got the bailout, and you still don't want to correct the problems. But we are here to say today, we are not going to let up the pressure. The pressure will increase and increase and increase until J.P. Morgan is forced by the sheer amount of pressure from the people on the bottom to fix this problem.
Councilmember Melissa Mark Viverito, along with those at the rally, called for transparency, an analysis, an investigation into what banks are costing New York City taxpayers.
The fact that we can't really quantify what the impact of these practices have had on our city, I think, is something that we should look at. Because we're talking about not just the cost financially that the New York City is losing to these banks because of these practices, but also the impact on the common people, right? The people that are either are being charged fees or all the different impacts, the foreclosure and the loss in terms of homes and property and the disinvestment in communities that creates. There's a way of quantifying all that, and I think that we want to be able to shed light, because if we want to correct our actions, if we want to go down a more right and just path, then we need to be able to know what the problems and the challenges are.
The consensus at the rally is that it's a good thing to hold JPMorgan Chase accountable, but whether the city can reclaim municipal money lost because of bank malfeasance remains to be seen. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.